You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yes, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. How are you all doing? You know, I love it when my city finally makes news weather-wise. You know, everybody just thinks Las Vegas, Nevada is a place where people, you know, do things and then what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But people don't realize how windy our city is. I mean, our windy, I think, can be as windy, if not more, than Chicago. I mean, I've lived here off and on since 81. And today we actually looked at weather that could have been tornado weather. We had the clouds, we had the rain, we had debris. I actually had an interview at local Fox 5, which was across town, and it's probably about a 45-minute drive from there to the Dr. Dahlia Studios, and Lord have mercy, I was dodging trees falling, debris. I mean, I just thank God I didn't see any accidents, and I got to where I needed to, safe, etc. But it is pretty bad. Genesis Communications Network is just on top of things. They're here making this show work. However, because I am stationed in Las Vegas, the power outages are a many. So if, God forbid, something does happen, tree fall on a power line or whatever, maybe we may get cut off. But that's okay because, you know, a little bit of Dr. Dahlia's silence is very soothing, right? Right? Kind of, yeah. Okay. Woo! A lot to talk about today. You know, interesting. It looks like Richard Nixon might have had a little psychiatric past. We're going to talk about that. Also, a very weird roller coaster somebody is trying to design, which is going to be a euthanasia roller coaster where you could actually, I guess, use this ride to be the last of your life and to leave Earth with a thrill of your life. Now, they're designing this in Lithuania, but it just kind of, I mean, to me, it's a little bit creepy, a little bit creepy. All right. Also going to talk about a guest. This looks kind of nice. A low-cost heart drug that can cut heart deaths by 40%. I'm liking that. I'm liking that a lot. Also, there's a laser that can actually be used to fight toenail fungus. This is way cool, way cool. But the coolest part of this show is not the end of the show. No, it's not the end of the show. The coolest part of the show are your medical questions. Where does that voice come from? Who is talking? My gosh, there's always some a voice insulting me. 257. Oh, wait a second, wait a second. Sorry, I've been doing local drive in Las Vegas. I'm doing it all week, so I'm throwing out the local number. You don't want that. You want my 1-800 number. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-362-3254. Taking your calls, your comments, anything you want to talk about. I know some interesting stuff with Super Tuesday. We'll also talk about that if you want. But I want to get as much as I could get out to you before we have any power outages. Like I said, we are in a nasty, nasty storm. Yeah, but the good thing about it is because I have to do morning drive tomorrow, I'm really not going to have time to wash my hair. I could just stick my head out. It'll get the rain, and then the wind will blow dry it. I honestly gotta be efficient here. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's talk. You know, we've been talking about the heart a lot of heart news. We're talking about marathon runners. We've been talking about heart disease and stuff. So this is kind of interesting. There's a low cost drug, Fox News is reporting, that could cut the risk of dying from heart failure by more than 40%. Now, it's been approved by European regulators. Usually Europe approves it before America. Okay? It's all right. That's all right. I'll be patient. I kind of like the fact that we got a cheap medication. It's called Procorlan. It costs less than $16 a week. And it could reduce the risk of dying of heart failure by 39%. Now, what's heart failure? That's when your heart pump doesn't seem to pump as much blood as your body needs. Sometimes the muscle gets tired. Maybe it's because you've had so many heart attacks that the muscle is weak. Sometimes drugs cause a balloon dilated cardiomyopathy where the muscle thins. And sometimes just age as we age. Now, let's not forget some over-the-counter anti-inflammatories long-term could cause heart failure, too. Long-term anti-inflammatories, all right? My grandfather, because he was an ex-football player, ended up having gout, popping aspirin and Buffarin. He went into heart failure. So sometimes these anti-inflammatories could do it, so be careful, guys. But what it does is it slows down the heartbeat. And when you slow down the heart rate, it allows your blood, your heart, to fill up, the pump to fill up a little bit better before it has to beat next. Now, of course, you don't want to, you know, slow down the heart too much, but usually these beta blockers that we use, or in this particular case, I guess the generic name is Evobradin. If it slows down the heart long enough for you to get a good pump, pump it out for the next one, yes, that's going to extend your life. That sounds good. Okay, so apparently it was a pretty big study, and it looked at, I'm trying to see what it did. It said people were able to return to normal daily activities with less shortness of breath. What are signs of heart failure? You got it, shortness of breath, right? Very good. Yeah, I can hear you answer. Yes, swelling of the ankle. Hey, watch your language. I can hear you guys. Yeah, swelling of your ankles. Why would you swell? Because if your heart is doing a good pump and you're getting backflow pressure, then, you know, you're not pumping the way it needs to, and then you start to get some backup. So heart failure is some pretty serious stuff. You get short of breath because you start getting fluid in the lungs. You know, whenever you have shortness of breath, have your doctor do a chest x-ray. Why not? Look for pneumonia. Look at the heart size. Look to see if there's fluid. So that's kind of nice if something could be coming around the bend. I don't know, you know, how long it'll take for it to get to America, but at least it's something that looks good, right? I'm happy. Hey, the cheaper, the better. All right, what else do we got here? Ooh. Exercise and genes. More news that exercise helps, but they actually studied genes in the muscles of men. They actually saw chemical changes in the genes within the muscle cells. They say an exercise actually turned on the genes. Honestly, you know, seeing some men work out turned me on too. But anyway, if these genes turn on, causing your muscle to contract, use more ATP, you lose weight. Now, apparently, and when they studied this in rats, it looked very similar, or it acted very similar to like what caffeine would do. But caffeine won't work the same as exercise. So don't be popping caffeine pills. You need to work out. You need to work the muscle. You need to work it. All right, guys, this is Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can also follow me on Facebook and, of course, go to our website at drdahlia.com. All right, let's go to the phone line, see what we have for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Ali, it's Roadmaster, your friendly truck driver.
Oh,
love you.
Can't hear anything, Kyle.
I've got a question.
There we go.
I run 30 to 40 miles a week. I run marathons and mini marathons. I got a question about your target heart rate. My at-rest heart rate is about 40 to 45.
Wow.
Now, when I run and I try to meet my maximum heart rate, I can't seem to reach it. Do you eventually reach a plateau where you're not going to reach that because your heart is working so efficiently? Just kind of curious. It seems like
Yes.
At my maximum run, when I get done, I'm at like 130 beats a minute. So is that pretty much the norm, or do I need to find other ways to get my heart rate up to get the aerobic benefits? Thanks.
No, okay, no, that's a very, that's a very good question. Okay, I'm glad you talked about that because I get emails all the time. Dahlia, What is the difference between target heart rate, maximum heart rate? What the heck am I supposed to do? Okay, let's just quickly review that. And yes, to answer your question, absolutely. A lot of times your body just gets to a point where that's a maximum heart rate. That's a heart rate. That's the heart rate the body feels comfortable with. It feels like it could do its job. I wouldn't mess with it. You know, I know people want to kind of get out of the different zones, and we'll talk about the different zones based on, you know, what you could burn off, etc. But, you know, if your body is really comfortable and just kind of gets to that one spot, I'd kind of listen to it. All right. So let's quickly, maximum heart rate, very easy to do. Okay. Men, we'll do men. Basically, you take the number 220 and subtract your age. That is supposed to be the maximum heart rate your heart should beat or your heart can beat. So let's say you're 40 years old. 220 minus 40 is 180. Okay. So that would be your maximum heart rate. For women, 226, then that would be 186, okay? But you subtract your age from the heart rate, okay? So women, 226, 220, and that gives you your maximum heart rate. Now, usually target heart rate is about 80% of that. So 80% of 180 would be about 144. So if you're a 40-year-old, your target heart rate would probably end up about 144. Basically, it's 60 to 80%. Now, there is a more scientific way to do it. Some of you may want to do this. If you notice, the caller talked about his resting heart rate. The resting heart rate is a great thing to do. And when you check your resting heart rate, you just check your pulse, and you do that in the morning when you wake up. Okay? Try to still be in bed, you know, because if you wake up and you pee, et cetera. But, you know, usually it's, you know, what you do when you first wake up. We've talked about how to find your pulse. If you can't find your pulse underneath the thumb and the snuff box of your thumb on the radial wrist in that little groove, if you can't find it, then feel your neck and find your carotid. Very easy. You could sit there for a whole minute and count it. Or you could watch for 6 seconds and multiply by 10, all right? But when you do it over a few days, okay? Do it over a few days and then average it. So let's say if Monday you got 70, Tuesday you got 69, and Wednesday you got 71, your average is going to be then a resting heart rate of 70. Now, somebody whose resting heart rate is in the 40s, like our caller, makes me think of a couple things. One is he's a pretty well-trained athlete. Right? Two, sometimes if you're on a beta blocker, the medication we were just talking about before the break, that can slow down the heart, that could do it too. Right? And then, you know, three, some heart conditions do cause you to just not beat at a normal rate. But usually I see that kind of heart rate in our healthy patients. And you know what we do is we still, even if you're an athlete, we still have you see a cardiologist, get a stress test, and see if you could still mount an appropriate heart rate response. So even if you have a low heart rate and go, well, that's just me because I work out, you're probably right. But a cardiologist will still want to make sure you can mount an appropriate heart rate response because we want to know that you have good cardiac output if the time needs it and you need to run or you need to flee, etc. Okay, so if we're trying to find the target heart rate a little bit more academically, you basically get your average resting heart rate in the morning, okay? Put that number aside, then get your maximum heart rate. And you, which is what we did. We took 220 minus 40. We'll do men because it's easy. Okay. Now, if you subtract your resting heart rate, okay, from your maximum heart rate, you get a heart rate reserve. All right. Now, in this particular case, I don't know. Let me see if I want to throw numbers. Let me see. So if your resting heart rate was 70, let me get a pen here. All right. And your maximum heart rate is 180. Okay. So now we're at about a 110, let's say, heart rate reserve. Now you want to find the lower limit and you want to find the upper limit of it. So remember I said your target heart rate is supposed to be between 60 and 80. So what you do is you'll take 60% of that 110 number and 80% of that 110 number to get a range. Okay. When you have that range, then what you do is you divide it by 2. And if you divide it by 2, then that gives you your target heart rate. Okay? So, you know, I think what's easier is why don't you just take 70%, Right. I mean, why don't we do that rather than 60 to 80 and calculating both of those? But some people want to know, well, how do they figure this out? So what I would do is get that maximum heart rate figured out, take 220 minus your age, then I would multiply by 70%. Now, what about the zones? Okay, what does your heart rate need to be to do certain things? Okay, so let's say your maximum heart rate is 180. Okay? Well, they say the healthy heart zone, which is kind of your warm-up, is about 50 to 60% of the heart rate. So if you take that 180, you take half of it, 90. So if you get your heart rate in the 90s, that's probably what happens when you warm up, right? You know, that's when you kind of, you know, and it's kind of good. It helps decrease body fat, body pressure, cholesterol. Also, you know, sometimes certain Pilates exercises in the warm-up zone can do this too. But you will burn fat, okay? Low risk of injury, and it's something nice to do, especially for those of you that aren't really sure about your cardiac status, you can. Okay, so the next zone up from healthy heart zone is your fitness zone. Fitness zone is 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. This is where they come up with the target heart rate. That's 70%, right? That's where you can start doing your fat burning. All right, so it has pretty much the same benefits as healthy heart zone, but you're going to get more fat burning and more calories. Then you go up to the next zone, which is your aerobic endurance training zone. That's 70 to 80% of your maximum heart rate. This is kind of stepping it up a little bit. All right, this is more for if we want to train for an endurance event. Okay, this would be the zone. Again, I want you to make sure that your doctor says you can do this. All right. The anaerobic zone, this is your performance training. Anaerobic is where you're probably going to be lacking some oxygen. All right. You're going to probably increase a little bit more lactic acid, but you are working on, I mean, people that are performance training, et cetera, they're trying to learn how to deal with the lactic acid. And so you will burn a lot more calories, a little bit more fat. And then you got the maximum effort red line zone. That's where you're almost at 100% maximum heart rate. I get nervous with people. If your heart rate's at the 180s, I get very nervous. I get nervous when a fetus heart rate is in the 180s. Okay? Fetus heart rate, right? Little fetus, 120 to 160. If a fetus goes up to 180, I get nervous. I get nervous that mom did crack cocaine. I get nervous that the kid has a fever, that the kid's in distress. So if an adult has a heart rate of 180, I get a little nervous. Please do not train in this zone unless you have a cardiologist on board, okay? But, you know, realize your heart rate goes down in age, with age, right? As a fetus, you're averaging 140, right? Then as a baby, even though the baby's usually screaming in the office, you got maybe about 110, 120. Then the kids are in the hundreds. Then they're in the 90s, you know. And everybody asks Dahlia, what is then a good heart rate? I like between, you know, 60 and 80. 60 and 80, 65 and 80, but 70 is a good number. That 70 is nice. And I like to use 70 because what do we do when we talk about blood pressure? 120 over 70. I like that. 120 over 70. What about blood sugar? Well, your sugar should be above 70, maybe under 100, right? So I kind of like that number 70 because we could hopefully use it a lot, okay? You know, what was the decade I was born in? The 70s, right? Okay, good. So, I think we covered that good. I mean, if not, if you guys have any questions, please call me 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have any trouble calculating your heart rate or your target heart rate, just write me at drdahlia.com and we will figure it out for you and I'll send it right back, okay? Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia. What's going on with this laser toenail fungus removal? Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tomato, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse.
And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
And I tell you, sometimes this nail fungus goes so deep you think it's down to the bone. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some stormy weather around the studios right now. A couple things are kind of crashing into the walls. I just hope to high heaven we don't have a tornado, the first tornado to hit southern Nevada. It's some nasty weather out there. All right, so what is going on here with this laser? Apparently, okay, we all know nail fungus, toenail fungus is a big pain because it gets in there deep and then the nails grow thick and the nails grow yellow and then the nails get brittle and then they break and they fall off. So doctors now can use a quote unquote cold laser that can vaporize nail fungus. And it's not supposed to hurt. Usually conventional lasers use heat. This is supposed to be painless. They say it takes 10 minutes to treat each foot, does not harm the surrounding tissue of the toe or nail bed, and researchers say the laser therapy does not have any side effects that have been associated with drug therapy, i.e. liver issues, right? Because a lot of us, we take the antifungals, let's say Lamisil, for example. I have to check your liver day one. I have to check your liver in 6 weeks. And then I have to check your liver at the end of the treatment at 12 weeks. The nail fungus, or onchomycosis, affects between 3 to 9% of the population. Toenails are 4 times more likely to be affected than fingernails, and men are more likely to suffer than women. It comes more common with advancing age. I don't see spouses give it to each other, though. Surprisingly, I don't. You know, what I do see is you go to the nail salon and you see them kind of dig out under the nail and dig out the old sock that you wore back in 1996, right? And then if they don't clean that and you had fungus, it could give it to somebody else. So pretty serious stuff. Now, how do you get fungus? Well, you know, of course, you know, your feet, if they're wet, remember, fungus likes sweet and it likes moisture. So toenail fungus will, of course, be attracted to your feet because they sweat. They love that. And then the nail, you know, if you have some water under the nail, it keeps it kind of moist, right? Now, the only thing is, people, is please look at your toes and have a physician look at the toes. Very rarely, and I don't want to scare you, but this is so important for you guys to know. Very rarely you could have something dark down there. And people go, oh, yeah, it's just toenail fungus. Your salon people will say, it looks like fungus. Yeah, go to your doctor. Go to your doctor because it still may not be fungus. It could be a melanoma. All right, remember, a melanoma under the nail is not going to look like a melanoma on your hand. We talked about how melanomas look. They could be dark, multiple colored, weird borders, etc. Well, if it's under a nail, think of a very thick eyeglass, right? It's going to look distorted. And imagine if it's under yellow fungus. You may not be able to see it. So what your doctor needs to do is get you set up for a nail bed biopsy where they remove part of the nail and then they clean up the fungus and then they go and they take. Now, I'm not saying all people with toenail fungus have to do this, but I get very nervous about rare melanomas on the toenail that are getting hidden by the fungus. So even though, yes, some fungus could be brown, make sure your doctor takes a look at it because nobody wants to, you know, mistake fungus for a melanoma. Now, it doesn't mean you have to get biopsied right away, but watch that area. Okay, so back to this. So, you know, many times we use terbinafine, right? Then we do that for 6 weeks for the fingernails, 3 months for toes, etc. And then people go, Dr. Dahlia, it's not working. I still have the fungus. Remember, when you do the oral medication, all right, you have to keep filing the nail down. Please wash the file or boil it or something or throw it out because, of course, the fungus on there as you file it. But your new nail that's coming from the base should be nice and pink if it's working. Now, how long does a nail take to grow out? 6 months to a year. So don't expect things right away. Now, go to the doctor at the six-week mark. When you go in for your liver test, you could go in at the six-week mark, take a look, and the doctor can kind of peel back the base of the skin by the nail to see if you have good, new, nice, healthy nail growth. And that could tell you if that's working, all right? Now, I guess there's a medicated nail paint. I know sometimes people use tea tree oil, but again, the problem is you got to get the nail bed. The nail bed is that very sensitive pink area underneath the thick nail. So here they have the special type of laser that directs the energy beam at the big toenail, at a distance of around 6 inches above the nail, right? So it's 6 inches above. The intense light is set to work by breaking down the fungal cells. The use of so-called cold laser means the treatment is not painful, has no side effects. It seems too good to be true. Although the fungus is vaporized and killed within minutes, results will not be seen immediately because it takes several months for the diseased nail to grow. New healthy nail. All right, so let's see. Researchers took a look. They tried about 100 people. Blah, blah, blah. They look happy. Everybody's happy. I'd still like to see more evidence, okay? I still think it's a little too good to be true. Too good to be true. But see, here's the thing. You know, people like Dahlia, look, okay, I got a lot of medical expenses, honestly. All right, why am I going to waste my time with toenail fungus? Okay, well, here's the thing. If you're a diabetic, you need to keep an eye on that. Number one is it'll spread to the other toes, okay? And, you know, the other thing, too, is when your nail splits and breaks, you guys know how painful that is. That's not fun. That is not fun. So you do not want anything, if you're diabetic, on your foot that's going to put you at risk. Don't even let that happen. Don't. So you want to make sure you get good foot care. Now, surprisingly, unless something has changed, Medicare covers podiatric foot care, podiatrists. So if you're a diabetic, you're supposed to be able to get some sort of foot care. Take advantage of it, guys. Go to your podiatrist. I love podiatrists. I don't talk about them a lot on my show because we don't really talk about feet a lot. We should, because I know a lot of you have painful feet. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And you know, if you're diabetic, you know, what do we always worry about? Well, you could lose your foot. You know, you could get a callus, and then the callus gets a cut, and then it festers, and then you get a foot ulcer. These diabetic foot ulcers are nasty. And so my recommendation would be, you know, especially if Medicare covers it, let the foot doctor evaluate you. Let him fix your nails. Let him address your nails. Sorry, we're hearing the stormy weather outside. I'm just kind of trying to look out. You don't have windows in your studio, so sorry about that if I seem a little distracted there. But anyway, you let him treat the fungus. That's the first thing they're going to do. The first thing they're going to do is treat the fungus. Now, is this laser now available for wide use? No, it's not. It still has to be studied. They only did a small study with a handful of patients. So, no, it isn't ready yet. But it's an option, especially for those of us that can't tolerate the medication that could affect the liver. All right, we got to take care of our little toes and a little bit of our nails. We got to take care of that. All right, let's go to some political news here. Richard Nixon, some interesting political news came out. I know I still want to hear more about what's happening with Robert Kennedy and Saran. I want to, but nothing new yet has come out. But Richard Nixon, apparently there's a book out that describes that he had some psychiatric issues, and he was seen a psychiatrist during the height of his political career. Apparently, he began seeing Dr. Arnold Hutchnecker in 1952. Shouldn't this be private? You know, I don't think we really should be talking about people's, you know, whatever. But anyway, apparently it's in a book, and it's blasted all over the place, that he had been seeing the doctor even during the 1960 election, in which he lost to John F. Kennedy. I believe he had insomnia. I believe he had anxiety. Well, who doesn't? All right. But what was very interesting is they said that John F. Kennedy, right, I guess that his father asked Frank Sinatra to find the best investigator so they could dig stuff up on Richard Nixon. I found that very, very interesting that there is a John F. Kennedy, I guess, relationship with Frank Sinatra. So if any of you guys have a trivia test, right, how is Richard Nixon, Frank Sinatra, and JFK somehow related? I guess JFK went to Frank Sinatra because he thought he would know a good private investigator to check out Nixon. Interesting stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. For those of you that want more Dr. Dahlia and, I guess, more of a local flavor, I am going to be filling in for morning drive time at KDWN all week. For those of you that can catch that on www.kdwn, please feel free to listen. And, of course, I am going to be rocking the whole week like I usually do at Genesis Communications Network, who is making the show happen. Big thank you to Kyle for working the dials. And if you ever miss any of my shows that I do of the Dr. Dahlia Show, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's an on-demand button. You can click it, and you can listen to me all day long. Yay! Pretty exciting stuff. We talked about some cool stuff in the previous hour. Apparently, there was a study with redheads, and they found that redheads feel pain less than other people. Apparently they found a gene that enables them to not, I guess, be as sensitive to pain. It has to do with the melanin in their skin. It was kind of cool. We went through that. Personally, I still think, you know, whether you're redhead or blonde or, and Lord knows I've been through every, you know, color depending on whatever box was on sale at the time. But I wouldn't be surprised that some people, you know, can feel different, you know, pain differently, right? And, you know, redheads are, cursed with the fact that they sunburn a lot more easily in the sun. But they say that same curse is what probably protects them and makes them less sensitive to pain. So I thought that was pretty cool. Also, we spent a significant amount of time on how to protect yourself from allergies. Some quick tips. We thought we were just into flu season, and here comes allergy season at the same time. So we kind of discussed how to tell cold versus allergies. Allergies more thin, runny, clear, dry cough type of, you know, runny eyes, itchy eyes, stuffy, little bit of puffiness. Whereas cold, you're feeling achy, little feverish, little groggy, fatigue, more thicker mucus, etc. If you can't know when in doubt, check it out. Have the doctor take a look at you. Remember, if you are outside in a very high pollen area, make sure you wash your hair. Make sure you wash your clothes off as soon as you come in. Don't come in, sit on the couch, and think you're going to be fine, because your house that you might have had air filters in and HEPA filters and kept it pretty purified, now you just tracked all this pollen in. So as soon as you get inside, strip, take a shower, wash the pollen off. It helps. For those of you that are asthmatic or have COPD, vulnerable at all from a respiratory standpoint, chronic sinusitis, now is an excellent time for you to just have the doctor take a look at you and check your medicines just to make sure you don't need to go up or go down, etc. Okay? Also, guys, don't forget to check your lottery tickets. You know, I love hearing stories of people who had no idea they won the lottery. Well, this particular woman, she did. She was with it. 81-year-old Rhode Island woman won last month's $336.4 million Powerball jackpot. She was sleeping with the winning ticket in her Bible until coming forward to claim the sixth largest U.S. prize just this week. Oh, good for her. She is a regular lottery player. I know everybody's like, okay, well, how does she do it? Please don't tell me she just walked in and bought one single ticket. No, she does, I guess, the $9 wager that they have, right? And a regular lottery player, I guess the ticket was, it was at a Newport Stop and Shop. Yeah, aren't those places just, I know. Makes you want to go and get one. Now, I guess she will take the lump sum payment of $210 million. The highest ever for Powerball. You know, I mean, that really makes me mad. She wins 336, and then I guess what do? They say you could take a lump sum that is significantly less, or you can, take money out for the rest of your life. I would probably do the lump sum, you know, but, you know, wow, that's like 126 million shy. Wow. But you know what? Good for her. She's 81. Let her have fun. All right. Not so good news for this other woman. Did you hear about a woman who was in a mobile home and she got killed by a cannonball? Right? Apparently, a 33-year-old woman was just in a mobile home, and I guess the husband and a friend were working on this cannonball, and I guess the cannon, it shot and exploded. Now, I guess it was a 4-year-old boy. The 4-year-old boy wasn't hurt. One of the two men was sent to the hospital with minor injuries. But, you know, they think that the cannonball was homemade and alcohol was involved. Oh, not good. Not good. You know, just make sure you are, I don't know if you're asleep and your husband's doing something stupid. Oh boy. Oh boy. I don't know how to protect yourself. See, I hate seeing studies like that. I hate seeing that or stories like that, because you're like, well, what could you do differently? I don't think there's anything you could do differently. I think if you go to sleep and your husband's an idiot and does something like that with a friend making a cannonball, you're a goner. Oh, scary. Oh, just absolutely scary. You know, I always get nervous when my husband, you know, cleans his guns. I'm like, please, please don't let it, you know, just don't let it go off. I mean, always make sure it's, you know, there could always be something in the chamber, you know, but you like, you know, yeah. So, okay. All right. Well, let's get creepier with this story. Did you guys hear about this roller coaster? There's a Lithuania engineer that has developed a roller coaster called the Euthanasia roller coaster. Now, what it does, or it's going to do, I don't know what country is going to allow this to be made, but it allows riders to experience a thrill ride before they asphyxiate and die. Apparently, this coaster, okay, has a massive drop that would propel riders to the speed of 223 miles per hour and then send them through a series of progressively shrinking loops. Riders would eventually lose consciousness and die due to lack of oxygen following the brain. Hence, the engineer Julianus Urbonus calls it euthanasia coaster. He says, celebrating the limits of the human body, but also the liberation from the horizontal life, this kinetic sculpture is in fact the ultimate roller coaster. I say creepy. Now, I put this on my Facebook page. It is very creepy looking. You know, my kids walk by going, oh, cool roller coaster. I'm like, no, don't look at it. Go away. Don't look at it. It hasn't been built. This is an architect. Apparently, he has a fascination with amusement parks. He has a fascination. No, I don't think he's a criminal or anything. I guess euthanasia is a big subject for a lot of people, and I could understand why. And he wants to come up with a roller coaster ride. I just don't know what would happen with parking. You know, I mean, if you drive to do the euthanasia, what do they do with the cars? Maybe you have to be dropped off. I don't know. The concept, however, they said, is not new to Urbonus, who was interviewed by Discovery nearly a year ago. He told Discovery that the euthanasia coaster is a hypothetical euthanasia machine in the form of a roller coaster engineered to humanely, with elegance and euphoria, like take the life of a human being. I mean, I guess if you're going to go on a really good thrill ride. I don't know. All right. Okay. What's this? A new program was launched in the Netherlands last week, which involves mobile clinics making home visits free of charge to patients who are seeking euthanasia and have been denied by their doctor. Uh-oh. This program they're calling Death on Wheels. Apparently, euthanasia has been legal in the Netherlands since 2002. Euthanasia is also legal in Belgium, Luxembourg, and in Oregon and Washington of the United States. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Like I was saying in the first hour, as a doctor, I just could never do that. You know, I just don't. I just don't think I'm cut out for that, you know? I could deliver babies easily. I could talk to patients about end of life, you know, issues, and I could talk to families about, you know, if we have to turn off the respirator. But to, you know, have a person who's talking to me saying, please inject me, I don't think I could do it. It's sad. It's sad. You know, you hear stories of people trying to kill themselves. You know, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. But again, not anything that I can do. All right, let's, really quickly, there was a gentleman that I guess was on his honeymoon with his girlfriend in South America, and he got this sore on his face. They tried antibiotics when he got home. Nothing worked. Finally, he went to an infectious disease doctor, and it was actually a parasite. Now, this wasn't discovered until, of course, he had swollen glands and pus in his throat, etc. He's fine. They gave him antiparasitics, and he did well. But the reason why I want to bring up this story is sometimes if a wound doesn't get better, all right, make sure they go a little bit more laterally, okay? Because a normal culture of a wound may just include bacteria. So it'll come back negative. Meanwhile, you're still having a flesh-eating bug on you. See an infectious disease doctor or get a biopsy, but don't let something eat up your face like this gentleman did. All right. Whew! All right, you guys have a safe rest of the way home. For those of you in Southern Nevada, take cover. Looks like it's a rough storm, and I will be back tomorrow. You all take care. God bless.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.